Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I got a tweet the other day from a young dude named Cortez. I can't remember his Twitter handle, but it's Cortez something. And he tweeted me and he said, when Steve Harvey used to get to preaching, I used to just turn the radio off. And then he said something to the fact that, but now it's different. He said, old dude be bringing it. He be bringing the truth. I appreciate that. That's what he said. Well, Cortez, if you out there listening this morning, I appreciate you too, man. Because, see, I understand what it is. I used to. You know, man, when I was younger, man, when I wanted to do what I wanted to do, man, I just, man, I didn't want to hear nothing else. I didn't want to hear nothing that contradicted what I wanted to do. You know, so. It's a funny thing, man, about me, man. I would hear the truth. I would know it to be the truth, but because I had another plan, another mission, another goal, another set of dues I wanted to get done, I didn't want to hear that. You know, it's a funny thing, man. It's like it's like when I was a little boy and I used to get scared sometime at night, you know, the booger man. So I thought that if I just pulled the blanket up over my head, that meant that if I can't see the booger man, he can't see me. That's the theory. That's an ostrich, you know, sticking his head in the sand thinking, wow, if I don't see this dude, he can't see me. A lot of ostriches done died with their head stuck in the sand. I just didn't want to be one of them people that left this world with my head in the sand. And so, you know, he kind of fostered that thought in my mind this morning, so I want to send a shout out to my man on Twitter, Cortez, whatever. I think I'm going to look his real name up. Hold on. While I'm piddling through this, trying to find it so I can get his real Twitter handle and give him some love. But I just wanted to say, man, this morning that quit talking about change. Y'all listening? Because this is real right here. Quit talking about change. And let's make a change. You know, man, I don't mind giving people advice. I really don't, because so many people along the way have handed it to me freely, man. Some people just saw me doing wrong and say, young man, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. Some people say, hey, bro, look, man, I know what you're trying to do, but man, it wouldn't, have you thought about it this way? So I've had a lot of favor in my life, a lot of grace been shown on me. A lot of mercy, a lot of people that came to me helped me along the way. So I don't have no problem with this part of what I'm obligated to do in the mornings. But let's quit talking about change, y'all. And let's make a change. See, change is growth. And ain't no growth without change. You got people, man, you ever met a person that's just insistent on doing it their way? I mean, nobody in the building think they should go that way. But they so boneheaded. Oh, this is how I'm going to do it. But, bro, listen to me, man. That ain't how it's done. You going to run into this. I'll show you. Wait a minute, man. You can't do it that way, man. Listen to me. Change is growth. And ain't no growth without change. It cannot happen. If you are sick and tired of where you are, then you have to change. Change can only come from within. Can't nobody make you change. Now, we got a penal system in place that can make you sit down if you don't want to change. We'll sit you down and we'll restrict your movement and your communication to the point where if you want to continue this foolishness, we're going to put you in this building with a whole lot of people that's foolishness. And y'all just trick each other all day long. But if you are sick and tired of your situation, you've got to change, man. And listen to me, y'all. How do you bring about change, Steve? How do you change, man, when you done thought of everything? Well, hold up, man. Pray for it. Pray for change. Ask God to help you change. Ask God what he want for you instead of always telling God what you want. It's an interesting prayer to have with God. When you quit going to God with your list and check in with God and see what his list is, that's a very interesting prayer. If you're a praying person, I suggest you try that sometime. It's so interesting, man. Do you know what it did for me when I started asking God what he wanted for me instead of telling God all the time? I still tell him what I want, but instead of all the time going to him with what I want, you know what it did for me? It freed me up. It took a lot of pressure off. I no longer had to think of everything. And what I was thinking of a lot of times wasn't working no way. And when I opened myself up to what he wanted, to what his will was, man, do you know how much simpler my life got? And do you know how much bigger it got? I'm trying to tell you, man, if you pray for change and you allow God to help you with the change, or if you let God just produce the change in you will be amazing. If you've been listening to me, especially out in L.A., since I was on the radio since 2000, can't you hear the change? I'm flat out telling you that a change has come. But I had to pray for the change because I couldn't make the change on my own. And then after you pray for the change, you got to work towards your change. You know, there's faith without works is dead. Everybody wants something from God, always want to talk to God about something. But then, man, don't want to do nothing about it. Faith without works is dead. You can't do it that way, man. It just does not happen. So after you done prayed to God about it, what you got to do then is you got to turn around and go, hey, man, all right, now, what is it I got to do? You know, you got to do something to bring it about. So after you pray for it, work for it, and do something today about it. Stop procrastinating. Don't procrastinate, folks. The change can start today. Man, I want to change. How about today? You know, didn't you see them same people? Man, I want to change. That's next week. How about today? I see people years later, man, I'm still in this same old situation, man. I'm going to do something. How about today? Today is a good day. There's nothing stopping you from changing today. Nothing except you. You can begin the process of change immediately. And change is growth, y'all. And ain't no growth without changing. It's a simple thing. And I'm talking to you in broad strokes because everybody got something about them they need to change. That's why I'm not specifically talking about anything. I got some things in me that need to change so I can grow further. Everybody has something about them that they need to change in order to grow further and then go further. Now, what's stopping you is you won't start the change today. Don't hesitate. Make that change. And then I want you to watch something. When you change, watch the difference in you. Notice the difference in you. Feel the difference in you. And guess what? You going to be different. If you watching for the change, if you feeling the change, then guess what? You going to be different, man. Watch for the difference. Feel the difference. You'll be different. If you sick and tired of your situation, folks, you can change that. But the change is in you. It's a simple decision you had to make. I'm going to change. The change is up to you. You can decide today if you want to change, you want to be different. If you're sitting behind the wall, I love speaking to the brothers and sisters behind the wall. If you're behind the wall, man, and you're sick and tired of being behind the wall, man, why don't you change? You ever thought about that? Change. Man, if I get back out there, I'm going to just do the same thing. Stop saying that. Stop breathing that negativity into your life. Decide today that you want to change. You can do it. Everybody can change. If you don't know how to change, pray for it, man. Ask God to help you with the change. Oh, you get some movement then, partner. You get a whole lot of movement then. All right? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I don't... There it is. I'm live. Steve Harvey live, man. Yeah. In L.A., in the studio, in business. Yeah. Big shots. Little big shots. That's what I am. A little big shot. Yeah.
Nah.
I support all my programs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Somebody said, sent me something on the internet, said, Steve Harvey's career, he's down to being a game show host. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Won't he do it?
Yeah. He's down to being a game show host.
Come on now.
If you only knew.
I'll take that check, though.
I'll tell you.
What?
Oh, I bet you want to be down here.
I want to be down like Brandy.
Man, God is good to me, man. I'm up, sun is shining. Not out here, though. Woo! Let me tell you something.
It's early.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a new deal. I love it, though. I'm capable. I've been working hard my whole life.
Yeah.
Hey, man, do you realize? Oh, first of all, good morning, Shirley.
Excuse me. Where'd that come from?
You wasn't planning on talking today?
I wasn't.
So you just woke up and came on in and ain't even bothered checking your voice level.
Where the best voice on radio at? Where is that at?
He's coming.
Know. Like you said, it's early. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everyone. Yeah. Hi.
Top.
Here, darling. You
Carla, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
I got
what's
scared.
Up, crew? No, don't get scared. You know.
Junior?
Morning, Unc.
Morning, Unc.
It work out here, too.
In L.A.?
Yeah, it work Fool out here.
Fool number one.
Game show host. What it do, baby?
Yeah, I'm down to being a game show host.
This is all he got left.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with that.
You got man. Like 7 or 8 game shows, right?
Hello.
Oh, man.
Not a bad deal.
Dog, I just be looking at people. Man, do you understand that I fully understand how blessed I am? And I'm cool with it. And you can't talk me off my hustle just because you want to have something to say. You can write the story, don't make it true.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm down to a game show host. Man, you know how good it feels down here?
As a game show host?
Boy.
Top surveys on the board, baby.
I want to thank you as a game show host for sponsoring our trip to Paris. Thank you, game show host.
Game show host, get that? Loser.
Old damn
You're
game show host, he down to that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. All of y'all out there, keep your head up. When them haters is coming, keep your head up.
Yeah.
If you wasn't doing nothing, they would have nothing to say. The only reason you get hated on it is because you have now become relevant.
Mm. Yeah.
You are now relevant.
Ooh, you're telling the truth right now.
And the sad thing about the internet is anybody can say anything, and what's sadder, there are those who think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your head up. Keep your eye on the prize. Always realize where God has you versus where you were. Now, if you in a better place than you was, you ought to be grateful for that. Let them haters, when they get through talking, they don't change a thing.
No, they do not.
They are not shakers and movers, decision makers, or power brokers.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time for, I know.
What is that in there?
It's still France. It's still Paris, okay. I think. It's still Paris in my voice.
We need to get it California.
See, I'm, you know, man, I make adjustments pretty fast. It is what it is.
We ain't in Paris no more. It's L.A. It's a 9-hour time difference.
Yeah.
Tell me. So I've been up since 1.
Just up.
Because you do look up. You do look up.
And then the grandbabies were at the house when we got home.
Wow.
Because Marjorie missed them so much. So 2 of them is at the house. My grandson, Noah, when he see me on site.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pow! That's it. Run, chop, pick me up. I don't give a damn what you doing. Dog.
Care what it is you doing. Pick me up.
Now, Rose, when she see Marjorie, I might as well not even be in the room. Yeah.
Get out the way.
And then Elle could care less.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Elle grandma. Elle just don't even, you know. One time, she gave me love one time when she saw me, and it scared me.
And Buddha, Carly's baby?
Yeah, he's shaking. He bipolar right now.
What?
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he is. He see me sometime. Then sometime. Hey, partner. All this crying. See what?
You need consistency.
What Big Pimpin don't do is crying. Once you cry, you are no longer my grandchild. You belong to your parents.
Your grandfather's name is Big Pimpin. That's a name, man.
They can't even say that yet.
I know. Well, she won't let the girl say it. Yeah, but as soon as the boys get old enough, I'm going to change
Pimpin
it.
Big
part of Big Pimpin. I can't get Big Pimpin out of her.
But Steve, so Buddha is the youngest grandbaby, right?
Yeah, he the youngest.
How old is he now?
Yeah, he just started walking. He up rolling now.
Really?
Oh,
he
good.
Oh, that's great.
He
that's
up
great.
Getting around.
All right. Well, you guys ready?
Ready for what?
We gonna let, can we do something different?
Yeah.
What? Well, you ain't you know looked at TV in 30 days.
No, I ain't seen the TV.
So we thought we'd throw some movie trivia at you just to bring you back into the fold.
I got time.
How he hates
it. I know it. We spit out the line. You tell us where it came from. It's real simple.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to jump this thing off. Let's see here. You had me at hello.
Oh, I know that one, too. You had me at hello.
Yeah. You had me
you
at
had
hello.
Me. Is it a black movie?
It's a black person in the movie.
Yeah. Is it a black movie?
Well, that's a black line. That's something black people would have. You had me at hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Sound like something.
Quit stalling.
Yeah. Well, I don't really. So I'm going to just have to guess at that one. You had me. Well, put it. Say it how they say it in the movie.
You had me at hello.
She didn't cry.
It was a her.
It was a Halle Berry?
Nah.
No.
Oh, well, I don't know the movie then. A Monster Ball.
No, but I'm sure that's in one of your lines, one of your movie trivia lines, Tommy.
We'll bring it back for sure.
Please.
Okay.
That's Jerry Maguire. Tom Cruise and...
Cuba Good.
Cuba Good.
And Renee Zellweger.
That's who said the line.
I didn't see that.
You
didn't
see Jerry Maguire.
I ain't even see the movie.
Cuba Gooding Jr. when he won his Oscar.
Yeah, did the flip on stage.
That. What movie?
Jerry Maguire.
Give me the money.
Show me the money.
Me the money.
What's the name of the movie?
Jerry Maguire.
I ain't see that.
But see, if you had said show me the money, he would have gotten it.
Then I'd have got it. I don't know that.
Okay. Junior, you got one?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, you got to get this one for me.
Okay.
All right. Watch it quick. You're messing with a heavyweight.
Harlem Nights.
There you go.
Yeah, I pull that one out. Come on, you can't do nothing with me. You can't do nothing with me. That's what I do.
You get one right and talk fast.
Damn,
I love
come
it.
Come on, let's
talk
go.
Stuff.
Where you at, Tommy?
I'm going to let Shirley throw one out. Go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, God. Okay.
She do white movies.
Tommy just did a white movie?
Yeah, but she be doing the movies to be in French theaters and stuff. Ain't nobody, all them old proper English. Ain't nobody in there cussing. Go ahead. What, Shirley?
Okay. This is easy. You got to get this. There's no place like home.
Oh, that's the Wiz.
Yeah. No, it's
That's the Oz. The Oz, the Wiz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Both of them said it. Hell, the black people said it. Black Dorothy said it in the Wiz.
Okay. But it was the Wizard of Oz.
It was the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you're going to bully that answer.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, so he can be right.
Uh-huh.
How about you can't handle the truth?
Really?
That's Jack Nicholas. And he said that in Men of Honor. Or A Few Good Men. A Few Good Men. A Few Good
Men.
I just had to keep talking.
Until you got it.
I'm whipping up. Steve on the roll, baby. I ain't missed nothing but the first one.
This is like a card game right here.
Okay. Hold on. What about that time you burned down all the bushes around the house because you got tired of going outside getting your own switch?
I bet you nine
times. That's me.
Yeah. I bet it's you. But what?
What movie?
I did. I chopped the bushes down in my backyard one time.
What? That's your real life.
Because I wasn't going to get no more switches.
Evidently, it's a role you had.
It's a role.
Yeah,
it's
you saying
okay,
that, but
say it
what
again.
Movie?
Okay, say it again.
Hold on. What about that time you burned down all the bushes around the house because you got tired of going outside getting your own switch?
Damn, I did that.
Keep talking until you get it.
You got a check
Steve
for it.
Harvey
store?
What was it?
Steve Harvey store.
Okay, what was it? Fighting Temptation?
No. It was Johnson Family Vacation. Mac Johnson, baby.
Oh. Yeah, I've been in so many movies.
You talking to your brother, Nate Johnson.
Come on, tell me one more before we get out of here. We might have time for two more.
That's how I did.
That's how I did.
You
really, Tommy? You're the movie guy, Tommy.
Andy Dufresne.
Oh, you said it.
Shawshank Redemption,
baby.
I
knew he knew that one.
Steve Harvey has gotten all of them but two. What about six out of two? Two out of six.
Starring Morgan Freeman. We'll I just wanted to get that out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news. But right now, it is time for Nephew Tommy to run that prank back. What you got, Nephew?
No hair weaves.
Huh?
No hair weaves. Make it sound like who put them snakes on the plane.
Yes.
No hair weaves. Run that.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Risa, please. Risa.
This is she.
Hi, Risa. My name is Byron. Byron. From the job. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Byron?
I'm good. Listen, I hate to call you after hours at your home, but there has been some new issues that will be going into effect as of tomorrow morning. And we're calling everyone, letting them know the new changes that have been issued that will take effect first thing tomorrow morning. So we're giving everyone a call, so don't be alarmed. It's just giving you a call, letting you know what the higher-ups have changed, okay?
Okay, there's no problem. I got a few minutes to listen.
Okay. As of tomorrow, what's going to happen is when you guys come in, you'll be issued a new key card. And that particular card will actually register when you come in and go out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Second one is there will no longer be any personal internet at the job any longer. You won't be able, they're actually putting a block on all computers. All the computers will no longer be able to go to a lot of these sites that you guys go to that you've been, that's been available here in the past. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The last one is, Risa, do you wear a hair weave?
What?
Do you wear a hair weave or a wig?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's one thing, and hopefully you can get this changed by tomorrow. There's no weaves or hair or wigs going to be allowed at the job site from this point on. So as of tomorrow morning, everyone must be wearing their natural hair.
You're joking.
No, these are the issues that are going to be, that are instated, and these are going to take effect as of tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
What does hair weave have to do with any of these changes? The first two I can understand, punching in, and being on the internet, yes, that's something that corporate. But hair weave and wigs, you're getting into changing people's appearance.
The higher-ups, they're looking down upon it. Wigs and hair weaves, they have to go. So I'm assuming that if you, like you said, you do have one, I suggest start taking it down now and prepare your hair to be natural as you come into work tomorrow.
I'm not taking my hair down. I've been here 7 years, and I've dealt with all the changes that y'all have made, but there's no way that I'm taking my hair weave down. I'm sorry. What's your name, Byron?
Yes, my name is Byron, and
I'm sorry.
Let's get back to your weave. You're going to have to do something. Is there someone that you can call tonight to help you get your hair down and so you can look presentable with your natural hair tomorrow?
No, my weave costs over $200, $300. And I'm not about to take that down. I mean, it takes a long time to take that down.
Okay. I mean, is this something maybe you can take it down and just wear it on the weekends? Because as of now, you're not going to be allowed to actually wear it on the property.
And how will you know if someone has weave or not? Are you going to do head checks or something? There's some
Okay, ma'am, I'm not quite sure what they're going to do to check it, but by you telling me that you have a weave, then I have to write it down that you have confirmed that you do, and we got to make sure that tomorrow morning you're not wearing one.
But you don't know what my natural hair looks like from my weave. You heard how much I pay for it, so it's a good weave.
Ma'am, it's not about how good, you know, the quality of your weave or anything. They don't want it. They want natural hair. I don't know what that means, but they're going natural. They're going green. They're going natural. I don't know what it is. They're going natural, and so are you. Tomorrow morning, you need to come in with your hair completely down, okay?
I won't do it. I'm not taking my weave down.
Okay.
What is that? Y'all going to write me up or something?
Okay, ma'am, do you not want your job?
Yeah, I want my job, but this don't make no sense. You talking about personal appearance? I can understand y'all have a dress code and enforcing a dress code. That's one thing. But telling somebody to change their hair, you lost your mind, man. You're crazy.
Ma'am, I'm not good. I have other people that I have to call. Bottom line is, get your hair down and get your butt into work tomorrow, and let's not go back and forth anymore, okay?
Well, listen, Byron, you're lost mind if you're thinking I'm taking my weave out. I'm not taking out at all. Risa is coming up in there with her hair, and I'm going to sit down at my desk and do my job. Y'all going to have to drag me out there behind some weave. You're going to lose your mind, you and your powers that be or whoever they may be. You tell them that I said that.
Wait a minute. Listen, are you telling me that you're coming in regardless with your hair on?
You right? That's what I just said.
Okay,
you calling me at home with this?
Then we need. Why don't you go ahead and bring some boxes in? Because you may as well pack your stuff.
I'm not. You bring the.
Ma'am, I don't want to have to pack you. Get your stuff and box it up, and you're losing your job because you can't take your.
Well, you know what? Down. You can do that because I'm gonna call the news station and tell them you dragging me out of behind some weeds. Who wrong? You wrong. You wrong. You stupid behind weeds.
Are you gonna? You need to watch your language, young lady.
Why I need to watch my language? I'm at home. You call me on my own home phone on my time. I'm at my house. I'm not on your clock. I say what I want to say on my phone.
Okay, can I say what I want on my phone, and then I'll let you go, and you can come in to work any way you want to tomorrow.
What is it, Byron? What else you got to say?
I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that your girlfriend Jennifer at your job got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the f*** did you say?
Hey, Reese, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jennifer, your coworker got me to prank phone call.
You got my blood pressure up. I'm going to kill that tomorrow, and I'm going to pull her weave out. You want to come down there and watch me drag her out of the job? I'm mad. She wrong for this. You know I got high blood pressure. You can't be doing that to me behind my weave. I pay too much money. That's my money I could be spending on my kids.
Oh, ain't nothing like a black woman and her hair. Oh, man. Okay, baby. I got one more thing to ask you, girl. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Well, after this prank, it has to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. God.
Come on now.
Whoa, nephew.
Come on now.
Really?
What?
You know not to go there with us. You know
about
not to.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all a personal question. Yes. Can we cut some heat on in here? Is it a reason why we sitting here in this damn meat locker? Is there a reason why? I mean, I know, you know, y'all been in the studio and everything.
I didn't want to say nothing,
but
I was
need
nervous.
To say something.
Yeah, it's cold.
Junior got sick of saying he can't get cold.
Oh,
this is a whole nother weather change.
I was like, anybody going? I'm so glad you spoke up.
It's cold.
It's a new studio.
Yeah, though it's cold to me, and I ain't got sick of sale.
Look at my chest.
Dog, I'm sitting here going, this don't make no sense. Chicago the thing over there. Can I work it right there?
Yeah, you can work it right
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm going over there then. I'm going to fix this here. Matter of fact, y'all talk amongst yourselves while I create some heat.
We're in our new studio.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, the new studio air don't work.
It's cold. No, I think the air does work. The heat, maybe.
Well, we're in our new meat locker.
Yeah.
We're in
That's
here.
That's more accurate.
I feel like a side of ham right now.
Miss Ann is coming up with national news, too. Oh,
man.
She is, yeah. But tell me, I wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead.
It's National Aunt and Uncle Day today.
Oh, hell.
Uh-huh. You have anything
Junior,
special you want to do?
You've been talking that smack. You get in it with what? I'm waiting.
Hey, Uncle.
Nephew.
Greatest Uncle I know.
Okay.
So you, we supposed to buy him something or something?
It's National Uncle Day, Aunt Day.
I didn't even know when this came about.
Well, okay. It's
damn
not
when
too
it
late.
Is here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, happy ENU. Is it ENU Day?
Happy National
ENU.
Uncle Day.
Well, happy ENU.
That's
I'm not buying nothing.
ENU.
That's it.
National Uncle Day. Yes.
Man. Wow.
I mean, you know love for your uncle?
I got plenty of love.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Miss Ann is standing by with today's headlines. And you know, it's no secret that Chrissy Teigen, that's John Legend's wife, the beautiful model Chrissy Teigen, she does not like Donald Trump. And after years of trolling him, she has officially been blocked. Chrissy took to Twitter to share a screenshot that revealed Trump blocked her from his personal account. She captioned the image, I know that's funny, after 9 years of hating Donald Trump, telling him, LOL, no one likes you, was the straw. After 9 years, she said, LOL, no one likes you. After she said that, she's gone. She's blocked from his Twitter. You know how sensitive he is about wanting to be liked. Apparently, Trump hit the block button after Chrissy mocked him in response to his tweet about some Republicans do very little to protect their president. And speaking of tweeting, President Trump has been tweeting up a storm. I mean,
can
really.
Can I ask him?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
You're asking. Okay, go ahead.
Just ask one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
make a statement.
Go ahead.
Is Chrissy Teigen the only one don't like Trump?
Oh, now, is that a question for real? No, of course not.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I'm sure there are others out there.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Not a statement.
Yeah, but their feud is kind of public. Anyway, he's been tweeting up a storm, the president
has. I have another question.
Yes, of course. God. Go ahead. It's your show.
Since Chrissy is not following the president, should I be following him? I mean, I don't know how it goes, but
he blocked her though. She was following him.
But am I supposed? How do you? Am I supposed to be following him on Twitter? Or can I just watch the news?
Yeah, you just watch the news because everything he tweets just about ends up on the news.
Yeah. I just need to know.
You want to know if you were missing out as a citizen.
Am I supposed to be doing something as a radio host and reporter?
He is the tweeting president, though.
How you got time for everything else, though?
Hey, that's what he does.
Hey, can
he
I ask another question?
Yes, go ahead.
Is it okay to not give a damn?
It is. It's
because
all right.
Really, I think that's where I am right now.
Just not when voting day is. You can do it up until voting day.
No. I have to vote.
Yeah, you
that's
have to
a
vote.
Must. I'm just talking about, I don't know how to continue to care because nothing is going on right now.
Nothing at all.
No government.
Nothing
at all.
You keep talking about. Okay, question.
Yeah, you about to go off.
Questions, Steve. Can you keep saying repeal and replace Obamacare if you don't have nothing to repeal and replace it with?
Apparently, you can.
Because they keep doing it.
And can you do it for 4 years? Because that's where we're headed.
Because even the Republicans are saying, you can't do it. You can't take that away.
Yeah.
But for 7 years, that's all they said.
That's all they said.
We're going to repeal and replace. But they can't even come up with a repeal in place because this is a question. I don't think they have a plan to repeal or they have nothing.
Yeah, they don't.
Is that a question?
All mine is crying. I ain't said nothing yet. I ain't said nothing since I've been back.
I like the new Steve.
These are questions, ladies and gentlemen. Is it Miss Ann's turn?
Yes,
there you go.
Yes.
That's another question.
Let's go.
Okay. Love those questions. Okay.
Right.
This is Ann Tripp, everybody, and good morning. Here we go. Leaders of the U.S. Senate voted on the revised GOP health care package yesterday, but before they did, they laid out the stakes, starting with Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We can do better than Obamacare. We have a responsibility to the American people to do that.
And then the Democrats had their say, courtesy of New York Senator Charles Schumer.
A vote in favor of the motion to proceed will be permission, a permission slip to slash Medicaid, hurt millions, and raise taxes on the wealthy.
Well, in the end, though, the GOP did triumph by a hair, thanks to Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, who came to the Capitol yesterday fresh off a diagnosis of brain cancer, casting the tie vote. So that gave the vice president the chance to break the tie. And, of course, it went the Republican way. Now, McCain was met by handshakes and hugs from both sides of the aisle. But after making it so that the measure is now on the Senate floor for debate, McCain scolded his own party.
Mandating legislation from the top down without any support from the other side, with all the parliamentary maneuvers that requires. We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
Meanwhile, the House yesterday passed a bill that will ensure sanctions on Russia for meddling in last year's presidential election. Sanctions, in other words, that the president cannot roll back or weaken the measure sailed through with bipartisan support. The NAACP announced a new interim president at its annual convention this weekend. They say the vice chair of the organization's board of directors, Derek Johnson, is going to serve as interim president and chief executive officer. Convention, by the way, wrapping up today. Boy Scouts of America under fire from some parents and former scouts because of President Trump's fiery and clearly partisan speech early this week at the group's annual jamboree. The president raged about his political opponents to the sounds of supportive hoots and hollers and made unflattering remarks about President Obama. In fact, the crowd booed when Trump mentioned the former president's name. Well, some councils of the Boy Scouts very upset. They put out opposing statements to the Trump speech, some rejecting it. The Boy Scouts leadership has now issued a statement stating that it is a nonpartisan group of people, that it does not promote, quote, any one position, any one product, any one service, any one political candidate or philosophy, unquote. So we will see what happens there. Apparently, also, there was a problem of... Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Is the Boy Scouts supposed to give a damn? I'm just concerned now. Threw tie knots and making tents. We ain't trying to win no more patches.
Come on.
Yeah, that's
the hell you booing President Obama. Why would you boo President Obama if you the Boy Scouts?
Well, that was some of them. Right.
This a damn shame. Is that a question?
It is a question, sir. Yes,
is that a damn shame?
Last question. Is this a damn shame?
Yes, it
is. Thank you, Ms. Sands.
In fact, Eugene the Butterfly is coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the crazy loco, Steve Harvey Morning.
Yes. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
If you had to get a tattoo, what would you get a tattoo and where?
Oh, if you had to? Like if it was mandatory?
You had mandatory. Got to get a tattoo, Shirley. What would you get and where?
Golly, I've never thought about that. I would get it somewhere where no one would see it, so probably on my...
Your butt?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't small. Somebody...
Mm-mm. Somebody gonna see it though.
You can't analyze.
Well, let's ask Eugene, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Hold on, watch this here.
Introduce him big. He likes that.
Like Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, let it round and wild. Let's do it, yeah, Jay.
That's your impression of J. Anthony Brown.
Just ignorance.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Hey. Good morning to everyone. How are you all?
Butterfly. Morning, butterfly. Flap on, brother.
Flutter. I had a question for you all, but what is the question on the table?
The question on the table is, if you had to get a tattoo, what tattoo would you get? And where would you get it?
I am so glad you brought this up. This has been a big debate between me and your nephew. I have been wanting to get I've been wanting to get our entire back a butterfly over it. And I've been wanting him to get his suit coats cut out so you can see the butterfly. I've been begging for that for years.
Oh, God, I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
I think that's a great idea. Uh-huh. That's the coolest thing, yo. Stupid behind has ever
I
said.
Wish the hell I would.
No, that'd be slick. Cut all your little suit backs out. to show the butterfly shirts and everything. Yeah.
And all of the, you know, the prettiness and the spots and the colors.
All the colors and other
things. It would be beautiful. And just cut the suit out.
And what type of butterfly is it?
A pussycat swallowtail. Yeah, it's a different. You have to look it up. It really exists. But anyway, we would hem it in a square, you know, a perfect hem, and you can. It's like a picture frame, and you would see it
like a TV screen almost.
Yeah,
Shirley, you didn't answer the question. What would your tattoo be?
Well, I don't know. It's strawberry, I guess.
Oh, okay.
On my butt.
You should get a microphone because you're always on the microphone.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good. Junior.
I don't know.
I'll get a tattoo of a whole red blood cell so I can just see what it looks like.
Mr. Harvey.
But
a tattoo.
I'll get all my show signs put on me. Family Feud, Thunderdome, Little Big Shots. So I just get my whole arm tatted up with show.
Carla.
I would get my mom's name tattooed right in the inner part of my wrist.
What color ink?
Really?
Oh, you got jealous.
Just trying to see where we're going to write it.
You black.
Red. You got a red collar.
Use white out.
We come
back. You
know
what?
It'll be pretty.
Shots fired. Fire back at his ass. Fire back at him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All boy, right. That Bruno Mars, that's Junior Jam. That's Junior shut his eyes and be singing.
That what I like. Man, if I could just sing, man, that's what I wanted to do. I really wanted to be a singer.
Dog. If I could sing, I'd be sick.
I would never talk. How your mama doing? She all right. She's all right. She's fine. Doing good. Walking around. Getting up and down.
Say everything.
Everything, dog.
Who's your favorite singer?
My favorite singer? My favorite singer, no doubt, is Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
I love
okay.
Mike.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Mike, yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's why I want. That's why I got in entertainment, because of Michael Jackson.
Really?
Really? Yeah. That's why I got in.
Mike.
What?
I was the kid when Motown 25 came out.
Uh-oh.
I was the kid with the Jerry Curl. I already had Jerry Curl at seven.
How old was you?
Seven.
What?
Seven.
You had a Jerry Curl at seven?
Let's stop this.
Let's stop this. This is what happened.
At Motown 25.
Uh-huh. What, at 1985, right?
You were seven.
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And was moonwalking with him. Had a show every night.
At your parents' house?
At my grandmother's house.
Uh-huh.
I was moonwalking on that rusted wooden floor, tearing my feet up, but I was nailing it. I was nailing it.
That was 83.
Who put a curl in their boy hair at seven?
Seven, that's what I'm stuck on, Steve. Yeah. You had a curl at seven.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, whatever your mom and them were, when your mom and daddy had a curl, you had a curl too.
The whole family had a curl.
Wow. That's
right.
From the same kit.
Yeah. Come here, boy, let me do your hair. And she wrangled my head too.
Your hair was long?
I was glistening, girl. I was going to school glistening.
I know
never
you
were. Could.
Like beta.
All my papers were see-through. I'm dripping on every test.
Yeah. Boy, that activator was something else back
activator,
then.
Activator, baby.
They saw front.
Yeah. That's funny, Junior.
That's a true story.
So Michael Jackson, okay. All right, well, Steve, I wanted to ask you something, not quite like that, like who's your favorite singer or something.
Okay.
When you cut out your Jerry Curl.
My favorite vocal singer is Luther Vandross.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
hands
sir.
Down.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
That's it.
Like the favorite entertainer, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Greatest entertainer of all time, Michael Jackson. Yeah. One of the best singers. Best singer was Luther Vandross.
Well, did you have a Jerry Curl now that we're on
hell
that
no. I had no damn Jerry Curl. I had a fro, man.
Well, did I insult you?
Scissor cut.
Oh, really?
Linings and scissor cuts. You don't do no curl. Got no time for that. Spraying my hair.
What?
Might have got no time for that.
Sideburn.
Go ahead, Shirley. What you going to ask
me
for?
Tommy had a curl.
That was crazy.
I had a curl.
That once again, everybody had a curl. Ain't look good in the curl.
Yeah, I never had a curl.
You must admit
so,
this now.
Shirley.
Everybody had
so
a curl.
So did you did have one.
Curl was not for everybody. Some of y'all needed haircuts.
I'm not downplaying it or anything. I just didn't have one. My mom did.
What was you going to ask?
I was going to ask you some suggestions, like people, you know, the young people, like Junior, you know, he's young and everything, and young suggestions that you can give them to, you know, get on with this life and be a success in life, like in their 20s and 30s now. Like, you know, exercising, saving money, eating right, you know, some more fun type stuff.
The millennial.
No, yeah,
the main thing a millennial would have to understand, if I understood it better.
Because we're parents of millennials.
Is that you have to keep your foot on the gas pedal. Do not blow your 20s, as do most people.
Yeah.
As did I.
Oh, yeah.
I blew my 20s. Mm-hmm. I shot it to hell.
Well, you didn't know. People tried to tell you.
People tried to tell me, but I didn't listen. When you're 20, you think you're invincible. You don't see yourself as getting older.
You don't.
You know, you got goals at 20, 21. Then you want to be 25. Then 27, you're all good. And I'll be 30. That's old. No, it's not.
Now, Winton just had his 20th birthday.
Yeah, that's my youngest child.
Did you have a talk with him?
No.
What?
I'm talking to his ass for 20 years.
You're exhausted.
No, we ain't had no long ass talk. He go a cigar, boy. Let's sit down and smoke one with your daddy.
Oh, okay.
People are against that. People eat you up about everything.
Yeah.
You know, I smoke a cigar with all my sons. If that you don't like that, you ain't got to smoke cigars. Now, if your child smoking weed, what you want? Weed or cigars? You make the decision.
Oh, okay.
You can get cancer from a cigar. Well, you can go to prison.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, Steve, the Strawberry Letter. Subject of the letter today, why is her husband so insecure? Why is her husband so insecure?
All right.
It's not what you think, though. But first, it's your time, nephew.
I do that, too.
Time for the prank call.
Not what you think. Refrigerator.
Huh?
The refrigerator.
Not what you think.
Not what you think. Run that for me, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. B, please.
Who is this?
Mr. B, this is Jackson. I'm the driver, man. I'm actually the delivery guy that's bringing your refrigerator over today.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, listen, I know we had a window that was from 8 to 12 this morning. It's 11:30 now. So we're running a little bit behind schedule, man. We have some problems at the yard getting everything loaded up.
Man, come on, man. You killing me. I can't. Y'all running behind.
We're a little bit behind schedule, man. We'll be there somewhere between 12 and 4.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that, man. Man, I'm with my job.
I understand, sir. I understand. Actually, it's
I got all my food in here and coolers and stuff, man. I got ice everywhere, man. Come on. So, what's going on? If y'all ain't got the refrigerator, I'm trying to figure out.
No, we loaded up, you know. We just had some problems. I think one of the forklifts went out, and, you know, it kind of pushed us back. So that four-hour window we had from 8 to 12, man, just got ruined. And now we're pushing things from 12 to 4. So between 12 and 4, man, we would definitely be there.
Man, y'all have to do better than that. Cool. I spoke to yesterday.
Actually, the warehouse supervisor. He's actually out today. He's not here.
So he's not in. So yeah, man. God, I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock. You said y'all ain't gonna be here till in between 12 and 4. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock.
I understand it, man. I greatly apologize, man. It this rarely happens, and it just so happened this morning the forklift was down and we had a lot of stuff to load up. You know, I got 10 refrigerators on this truck, man, and one of them's definitely yours, sir. So I'm definitely gonna be getting it to you as soon as I can.
Man, y'all man, y'all pushing it. Cause I'm supposed to be at work. And then I done scheduled everything else around this because I'm supposed to, you know, I got to have my refrigerator because I got all my food and stuff sitting in here in the kitchen and whatnot.
Your refrigerator went out? Did it go? Your refrigerator went out? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. It sure did. I mean, I hadn't had it for quite some time, but, you know, so it's just a matter of time for it to go out. So I decided to go ahead and get a new one, you know.
Right.
So that's why
I can schedule you next week sometime if you want me to.
No. I mean, I can't afford it. We're going to pay for this food that I got in here all over the floor.
Let me get the hustling, man, see if I can move as quick as I can. But 12 to 4 is the window, man. I like I said, I apologize, Mr. But we'll be there, man. We're gonna be there with your refrigerator today, okay?
Okay, so when you on your way, how about I want you to call me and let me know that you're on your way so I know what's going on.
We don't normally call when we're on our way. We just come on in and get things set up.
What do you mean you don't call? Why not? You just called me just now, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You called me then. Make no sense.
Like I said, the problem is on us. Man, I'll give you a call when we en route, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, you said between 12 and 4 now.
Yes, sir. Between 12 and 4, we definitely be there. We got you on the truck, man.
Okay. I don't want no mess, man.
No, we got you. We'll see you in a minute, man.
All right.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
Who is this?
This is Jackson again, the delivery guy, man, with the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Listen, Mr. Baptiste, man, we run into a few more problems here, man. It looks like we probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You said what?
We run into a few more problems, man. It looks like we probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You done ran into a few more problems. A few more problems like what?
Sir, we got some problems with some more deliveries we got. Just with all the deliveries we got, it just don't seem we're going to make it on your side of town to be able to get this thing taken
care of. You're not going to make it on my side of town. What kind of is that? You decide you want to take my money when I pay for the, but you gonna tell me you ain't gonna make it on my side of town.
Well, we can definitely get out there tomorrow, man. We definitely can get out there tomorrow.
I can't have my refrigerator out here tomorrow. I got chicken and beef and brisket and all over here in my flow, and you gonna tell me you can't make it in here till tomorrow? What kind of is that? Huh? Elvin, you ain't got no answer for me on that.
Sir, I understand.
No. I don't think you understand, son. Because I got food and ice sitting in here and coolers and all over my floor in my kitchen. You gonna tell me that you can't make it in here till tomorrow with my refrigerator because you yelling on the back around. Now where's
no.
yesterday? Now where that where is?
I know you spoke to Larry.
I told him yesterday I had to have my at work at 1:00. I told him that. I said, now you gotta have that refrigerator here on time because I gotta have my at work.
Well, like I said, we've had some setbacks.
So where's I don't talk to you no more. Where's
Like I said, sir, not working today. He's not in today.
So who in charge?
Well, actually, the lady named one that's actually in charge when Larry leaves, but I don't even know if I saw morning.
Oh,
but
you raggedy, you, what are y'all doing over there? Now, when I spoke, said we're going to have it there. It was between and 8 and 12. Now, I done took off my job, but y'all had a refrigerator here. I'm here at home. Now you call me back.
Sir, all I can tell you is we're going to be there tomorrow, okay? I'm not going to go back and forth.
You say you're not going to go back. You know what? You, that refrigerator. All of y'all, you take that refrigerator, and you take that refrigerator up your up, and up. I don't want the no more. I can go around and put this food in my neighbor's refrigerator, and I'm going to go give me another from somewhere else, because you playing around. I ain't got time for your mess.
Sir, I don't know if that's refundable. You know what I mean?
What the you mean you don't know it's refundable? You got time. You gonna take my money and you gonna tell me that I can't have my money back and you can't get my refrigerator on here on time.
Sir, listen. There's one more thing I need to tell you.
Thing to say to me because I don't want
sir, no more. Okay, but I have one more thing I need to tell you, okay? Are you listening?
What?
This will probably help everything.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
You know what? I'm gonna fix her. So, but where the hell is my refrigerator? That's what I want to know. I tell you what, they showed up their refrigerator. I showed them where they can put it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to keep it stupid. I got to keep it stupid. I'm going to be stupid this weekend, y'all. I promise you. Huntsville, Alabama. That's Friday, Saturday night. Brand new comedy club. Stand Up Live. The Nephew is coming to town. Stand Up Live. I stand up. It's live. And I give it to you. 4 shows. 2 Friday, 2 Saturday.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Ignorance coming to town. That's how you do it.
Thank you, Nephew. Congratulations going out to Taraji P. Henson. She has been tapped to host this year's BET's Black Girls Rock. It's an award show. I don't know if you guys see it, but we watch it every year.
Yeah.
And it's magical.
My wife's
been
asking me to get her tickets to that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I want to go.
It's fun, yeah.
Tasha.
Yeah, it just celebrates black girl magic and recognizes women in various industries, including music, entertainment, medicine, entrepreneurship, and visionary. The honorees this year include Issa Rae from the TV show Insecure, Yara Shahidi, and
from
the
legend.
Yeah, from Blackish, the young girl. Mm-hmm. From Blackish, the young lady, and the legendary Roberta Flack. So those are the honorees this year. And it will air August 20th on BET.
Have you seen Taraji's new trailer?
Her new trailer? No, I've seen her new hair.
Proud Mary? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. We've been out of the country.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That was a bougie black statement. We've been out of the country,
darling. Yes.
I can't talk right now because I'm thirsty. I need some water.
What does that mean? Oh, you need some water?
Yeah, we got a new studio, but we don't have water in it.
Studio nice, but we thirsty.
Yeah. Really nice, but they forgot water. just to, you know, and seeing as how we talk. Yeah. It ain't no water. That's just a, you know, I ain't trying to be, what? You know, bougie or nothing. Just threw that out there.
I'm but a little party.
Ain't no water. I don't see water nowhere.
People are scurrying around, though, trying to make that water
you got
happen,
people
though.
Moving.
Yes, yeah. yes. When Steve speaks.
I'm just asking. You know, anybody thought of this? You know, we in here talking. Right. And you know, anybody thought just maybe one of them might get thirsty.
The water guy is so fired.
I know.
Yeah, the hell's the water?
We need some water. Did you have a question?
That was a statement.
I know, that was a statement.
Yeah. This is a question I have.
Okay, what is it?
Is it?
Come on.
Is it racial that we don't have water? Just want to say something really stark, something in here that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That's when you just took your blackness to a whole other level.
Really, the race card, Steve.
Is it racial that we don't have water?
We're about to have Niagara Falls now in a minute.
All right, coming up, it's Strawberry Letter Time. Subject, why is her husband so insecure? We got to talk about that. Woo! When we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got a plastic bag of myself. I'm sorry. That's probably not everybody playing.
All right, it's that time. Let's buckle up. Let's hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, why is her husband so insecure? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am happily married, and my wife and I have two kids. The problem is, I have a female friend from college. My female friend is also married with two kids, and she lives in another state. We hardly ever see each other, but we do keep in touch. Over 15 years ago, she and I had sex. My wife knows we were intimate in the past because we all went to the same college. The other day, I was talking to my friend on the phone. We chatted about reality TV shows. I congratulated her on her anniversary, and we talked about our children. We didn't talk about anything that we couldn't discuss in front of our spouses. My wife is cool, but she's no fool. She knows she has nothing to worry about. My friend's husband is not so cool. He got upset and called my house. He spoke to my wife about my friendship with his wife. He was hoping my wife would be upset, but she was not. I think he should talk to his wife instead of calling my house and texting me. I shouldn't have to deal with all of the F you and F your family texts he sends me.
Ooh.
I know. So I cut my friend off completely. I changed my number and blocked her on social media. My wife told me that this lady is my friend, so I should not just cut her off like that. What do you think? Is cutting her off the right thing to do? If my wife doesn't have a problem with our friendship, why should he? I don't understand why her husband is so upset, is so insecure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he might be insecure, but it doesn't matter whether he's insecure or not. He has a problem with you talking to his wife. Simple as that. He does not like it. And that is the bottom line. Whether your wife is okay with it and she's cool with it or not, he has a problem with it because you don't know what's going on in their house. You don't know what she's telling him. You don't know if he knows that you guys had a prior relationship, you know, an intimate relationship in college. All that is probably messing with him, and he doesn't want that to ever happen again. He doesn't like the fact that another man is talking to his wife. You got to give him that. You did the right thing. I'm in agreement with you. Cut it off, you know. Just cut it off. That's the best thing to do. Sorry that you're friends, but she'll have to understand that if she's truly your friend, that it's best for her marriage and it's best for your marriage as well, even though your wife is cool with it. Just cut it off. Get, you know, you form a bond with your wife if you need to talk about TV reality shows. You guys talk about that. Whatever you guys need to talk about, do it with your wife. I mean, it's just dangerous ground when you form, you know, friends and friendships with the opposite sex because it can lead to other things. It doesn't always do that, but it can lead to other things. And that's, I think, what her husband is talking about. Yeah, like I said, he may be insecure, but it really doesn't matter. Stop talking to his wife, and you've done that. So you're, you know, okay. Sorry that you lost your friend, though. Steve?
I can't believe this letter.
What's wrong?
I mean, dude, What's wrong with you? Now, dog, man to man, let's take Shirley out of this for a minute.
You should just wrote this letter. Dear Steve. You drag Shirley into this for, man. We're talking about a problem between you and another man. What you talking to Shirley about this for? What you talking to your wife about it for? The problem between you and another man. Damn, dog, how old are you? You know, this 15 years ago. You in college. You 18. You in your late 30s. Yeah. Or mid-30s at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You 35.
That's the middle relationship.
You got to be nuts. Let me tell you why. I'm happily married. My wife and I got two kids. Now, you say right here, this why I know the problem is I have a female friend from college. Right? What? So now, what's the rest of the letter for? You already know what the problem is, but you're going to write us this letter. Come on, man. You for real? Are you for real, bro? You open the letter with, I'm happily married, my wife, we got two kids. The problem is, I got a female friend from college. Well, damn, there go the problem. We got to alleviate the problem. My female friend is also married with two kids. She live in another state. We hardly get to see each other. We hardly ever see each other. Dog, are you listening to yourself? We hardly ever see each other. See each other for what? Mm-mm. I'm just asking. This is just a question. What is you see each other for what? You're talking on the phone. What you need to see each other for? But we do keep in touch. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Over 15 years ago, she and I had sex.
Yes.
Shut up, Tommy. Oh,
my wife knows we were intimate in the past because we all went to the same college. Mm-hmm. What you trying to tell me, though? That the reason you had sex with her because all y'all went to college together. You know how many chicks I went to college with I wanted and I couldn't get? So if that was the rule because we went to college together, you know how much sex I'd have. Well, we in college.
Come on.
We all in college.
That's the excuse right there.
Yeah. If that was it. Man, Bernice Parker.
Who was that, Steve?
Man, I was in love with this girl in college, man. Uh-huh. I could go down the list of girls I was in love with in college. Ain't gave me the time of day. But we was in college, we could have had sex.
According to the letter.
According to this letter. Now, the other day, I was talking to my friend on the phone. We chatted about reality shows. Mm-hmm. I congratulated on her anniversary. We talked about our children. We ain't talk about anything we couldn't discuss in front of our spouses. But the key to this whole thing is we ain't talk about nothing we could discuss in front of our spouse. But your spouse wasn't on phone, though.
Uh-huh. Right. No, they wasn't on there.
Hey, dog, you write anything you want in this letter. But your wife and her husband was not on this phone call.
Right.
So we just going on what you telling us. Mm-hmm. My wife is cool, but she's no fool. She knows she has nothing to worry about. My friend's husband is not so cool. He got upset and called my house. He spoke to my wife about my friendship with his wife. He was hoping my wife would be upset, but she was not. You don't understand this.
He doesn't get it.
See, bruh, you calling his wife, he figure I can call your wife. See, once you talking to the man got the right to talk to your wife. You see that? That's all this is. This fair. I done seen this played out. Lot of time.
Yeah.
Ain't no need of you getting mad about the dude talking to your wife because you over there talking to his wife. Mm, mm. That's how this work. Now, I think he should talk to his wife instead of calling my house and texting me. You're lucky he ain't whipping your ass.
All right, hold it right there.
You better be lucky we just found the texting and talking.
Take us out.
Guys, you ain't got your ass whooped yet.
Take us out. We'll be back.
We'll be back and discuss this potential ass whooping.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, back to the strawberry letter subject. Why is her husband so insecure? And this was written by a man.
And this man then wrote in here, when he opened the letter, that I'm happily married, my wife and I got two kids. The problem is I have a female friend from college. Okay, we've identified the problem. You know it's a problem. Mm-hmm. So now, what you writing a letter for, bruh? I mean, on the real, man, just serious business, man to man. You out of line on this one. Now she's married. She got two kids. She live in another state. Y'all hardly ever see each other, but we do keep in touch. Over 15 years ago, she and I had sex. Ooh.
He ain't forgot that.
2000.
We were intimate in the past because we all went to the same college. What?
What?
Yeah.
I can name the chicks I went to college with. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have sex.
What was her name? Bernice what?
Bernice Park.
Oh, okay.
It was
why you
Bernice.
Look like that when you said
it was several Bernice. I thought you was trying to get me in a trick bag.
Oh, no.
What was her name again? Wait a minute, hold on. Sounded like a trap
question.
Oh,
that's what the pause was
yeah,
about.
Pause,
okay.
Hesitate, hesitate, mm-hmm. hesitate.
But let me say this, Steve. Let me ask
you. No, I ain't no ask me nothing.
I can't ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Because, you know, a lot of people, there are two schools of thought on this. A lot of people think that you can have a friendship with a member of the opposite sex.
You done already had sex with them. That
saying.
Ain't friends.
No. 15 right. years ago.
I don't give a damn if it was 50 years ago. You had sex with them. You done elevated the friendship to somewhere else.
And yeah. you want some yeah.
It
you
is somewhere else. And since you wanted it then, uh-huh. what's stopping you from wanting it now? You do remember having sex with her, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Because you mentioned it in the letter.
Yes, sir.
And now your husband, her husband, got a problem with it. Ooh. My friend's husband is not so cool. He got upset and called my house. Spoke to my wife about our friendship with his wife. He was hoping my wife would be upset, but she was not. Mm. Now listen to this part. I think he should talk to his wife instead of calling my house and texting me. No, no, partner. See, you call his wife. Mm-hmm. This man now has the right mm-hmm. to call your wife. Mm-hmm. That's how this works. Ain't no you can't call my wife no more, but you steady calling mine.
Right.
Hold up, partner.
Yeah.
That ain't how this work.
And he texting strong now. He's texting hard.
And you, and you texting. You can't text my girl, and I can't text your girl. How this gonna work? He's what? Talking about his texting. No, I'm surprised it's just texting.
What about what he's saying? F you
but and F your family.
F your family.
But right here, though. F you and F your family. Where's the ass whooping in this letter?
That's what you're missing. That's what's missing.
That's next.
What? I'm reading this letter. I don't see ass whooping in here nowhere.
Not anywhere.
Stupid.
Because once you tell me, F me and my family.
Here it comes.
Right.
Then we got to get to doing what you said. I don't understand this right here, but he's so damn stupid. So then he say he don't understand all the F you and F your family texts. He warning you. These is called warning shots.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, F you and F your family. Mm-hmm. Now, the F your family means you interfering with mine.
Yeah.
So now, since you don't give a damn about how I'm running mine over here, I can't possibly care how you running yours over there. So now, here come the F you and the F your family. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this dude is clean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The dude that's insecure is clean. Mm. And you better thank the Lord is just texting.
One more time, where is the what in this letter?
Where is the ass whooping in this letter? Because
this was missing.
90% of the men I know, and maybe I know the wrong type of men.
Could
90% of the men I know is already done elevated this.
Well, he lucky they in different cities.
We're trying to find somewhere to meet right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, so I cut my friend off completely. Because you know why you cut him off completely? Because you know you wrong. Because you know the man that fired the warning shot. So you done cut your friend off completely. I changed my number and blocked her on social media. Now, here, watch this right here. My wife told me that this lady is my friend, so I should not just cut her off like that. What do you think? Your wife gonna get your ass whooped.
See, yeah, a lot of people think you can be friends.
Now, see, this is where a woman have to step up and be a woman now. See, real women have a different responsibility than men. Real women go, okay, let me keep my husband out of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Let me keep him out of harm's way. That's why a lot of women don't come home with news to their husband about something a man said to him at the job or something that a man said to him at a party.
Because
she know I got to protect my husband because just because a man law, he going to go down here and do something to this man. So now this is where your wife need to stop all this. I don't see why you can't be her friend because she ignorant too. Now both of y'all ignorant ass people is married together and somebody going to get their ass whooped on ignorance.
So he is and his wife? Okay.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is cutting her off the right thing to do? If my wife doesn't have a problem with our friendship, why should he? Why should he have a problem with it?
because you screwed his wife. Mm-hmm. The whole reason he got a problem with you is because you screwed his wife.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, she wasn't his wife.
I don't give a damn.
Matter. Once we find out.
It don't matter. Once we know who it is.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, but now y'all talking? Uh-huh. Yeah. So now we automatically got to wonder what he talking about and why you listening. Mm-hmm. Because eventually all this talking led up to y'all was in bed together. And if you don't think that this man want to sleep with you again, you got to be thinking that I'm crazy.
Well, that was
because I want to sleep with you.
Yeah, that's going to be my question. Is it because he thinks they could possibly get together again
yeah,
and all
that's
that?
That's the only reason we're talking.
That's it.
Why are we talking? Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me in all these conversations, that's cool, you think, remember that time?
There you go.
This ain't about the reality show.
Nah. Hey, you know it ain't about that anniversary.
Hey, you know what?
And the kids.
You know what? I miss you. Boy, you know, we really had something good. You know, if we was in a different time and space. Yeah. You know what? If I'd have just, I just didn't know, man. You really been cool. If I would have known, you know, these could be our two kids. We could have four. Mm. If you don't think, if you don't think for one moment that the subject has never come up that they slept together, you're an idiot. You're a complete idiot because the man done bought it up.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay, if it wasn't nothing, why don't he just forget about him?
Right.
All right, you know what? We're going to go to Ask Steve. Let's take
this
into
I don't understand
Ask
why
Steve.
Her husband's so insecure. Because your ass is stupid. But I see you done cut her off. 877-29
Steve, if you have questions. It is coming. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, thank you. We're going to do Ask Steve right now. We've modified it. We've made it a specific question.
Okay, what is it?
Can men and women really be friends? That is the question.
So what are they asking me? The same damn question? What?
Yeah, they're going to ask you.
Oh, we asking them. That ain't asking
I mean, yeah. They're asking you. They want your advice on it. Can men and women really be friends? We're going to talk about that. That's the subject, okay? Hmm.
You was going off about
it
in the letter.
Yeah, because you don't think they can. And some people disagree, so we'll just see what they think.
I mean, you can disagree. I'm okay with it. Everybody, it's just an opinion.
Right. It's just a question.
I don't expect everybody to agree with me on everything. Who am I?
Maybe you should answer in the form of a question.
Okay, cool. Well, let's go. Let's see what we got.
Let's go to line four, is it? Three? Line four? Okay. Line four, Shamar out of South Carolina.
Hey, Shamar.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, what's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, Shamar? What's your comment, man? Question, whatever.
I absolutely agree with you, Steve, honestly. I don't think women should have friends if they're in a relationship because nowadays you can't trust guys, you know?
Hell no. Mm-hmm.
You have a question?
I feel the exact same way.
Hey, Shamar, let me tell you something. If I'm not home, I got male friends. You can't go to my house if I'm not home.
Uh-uh.
What?
No, sir.
Partner.
Hell to the no.
What?
Nope, that's correct.
Hey, man, I stopped by to check on your
For
girl.
For what?
Hold up, dog. Nope. My girl don't need checking on, partner.
That's like when you were kids.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You couldn't have company if your parents weren't there.
No.
Thank you.
Same thing.
No, I mean, Shamar, I get you, man. I mean, a lot of people, but people feel can free to feel how they want to feel about it. There's people actually think that it can work.
I know.
And it can work, I guess. But I have a couple of questions for you, for those of you that think
Okay, let's hear your questions.
Well, let me ask somebody who think you can.
Okay.
Then I just want to ask them a couple of questions.
Okay, well, I'm sure someone will call.
Somebody going to call.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Line five, let's talk to Antonio out of Charlotte.
Hey, Antonio.
How's it going, Steve?
Hey, what's up, brother? What's your comment, sir?
Is it possible for, I just have a question. Is it possible for a woman to think that a man only wants friendship from her. Because I was actually the husband, I was in the same situation as the husband of the strawberry letter.
Mm. Oh, yeah. See, listen, the amazing thing is a lot of women actually believe that they can have platonic friendships with men.
Mm-hmm. Platonic. Uh-huh.
But that's the only problem is they don't know how we really think.
Mm-hmm.
See,
no, I agree with you. I that's a true statement right there.
Women actually believe that.
Because we think differently.
And there are men
who will give you the perception that I just want to be your friend.
Lying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we smooth with
it's
that.
The game.
Oh, yeah, we friends. Yeah. But we just like buzzards circling the carcass waiting on it to die. Yes. Or we waiting on a crack in the door. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If your wife is attractive, why does he want to be friends with her? They don't go out. They don't play football. She don't play video games. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. She don't talk trash. She don't come play 3-on-3 pickup. Mm-hmm. So we friends for what, dog?
Right.
What do you really want? Because your friends, you have things in common with. You really ain't got nothing in common with my wife.
Yeah.
The only thing you got in common with my wife, both of us think she's fine.
Ooh.
So now what is your ass over here talking about?
Where we at now?
So partner up. She don't need no friend. We talk all the time.
So
she don't need your financial help.
Nope.
I got that. So now, what do you really want? Because she cannot give you friendship type things. This thing that you call in conversation, you're having a conversation with her for what?
So women,
let me ask you. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Let me ask you this. So you had friends before you got married. You guys were friends, legitimately friends.
You're talking about women.
Yeah, women with a male friend. Mm-hmm. So after you get married, how do you sever that relationship?
Sure. I kept mine.
No, I'm serious. People want to know these questions.
Well, I'm asking you a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
You really think you had just a male friend? And Let me explain for the sake of argument, yes, Steve. Let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, if you find and the man is your friend, thinks you are attractive, what do he want?
Sex.
What do he want?
Why is he around the whole time?
Because he got patience.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for that crack in the door.
Would you agree that the predominant hunters in this country are male?
Yes.
There are female hunters.
Yes.
Do you know how long a man will sit up in a hut?
A deer stand, huh?
A deer stand. A tree.
Yeah.
And wait. Mm-hmm. Bow and arrow, rifle, gun. Do you know how long? You know how many days we'll go out hunting and catch nothing? Do you know how long we'll sit on the bass boat and fish without getting a hit, but just keep on fishing?
Yeah.
Because it's in our DNA to wait.
Okay. All right. Got that. So she's, in her mind, though, thinking you guys are really friends. So my question just was, how do you sever that relationship? Do you do like the man in the strawberry letter and just cut off everything once you get married?
Hey, love you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Chris.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Because people out there, especially women, actually do think that these men want them just to be friends.
We come back. We'll take some more. We got some more.
Yeah, we have more.
I'm losing friends as we keep going. I'm losing friends as y'all keep talking about it.
Can we talk about something?
Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about something.
Can men and women be friends? 877-29-STEVE. We're going to ask Steve more when we come back. What, Tommy?
I'm losing friends.
The president will tweet about it.
We will be back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we got to get back to this Ask Steve situation. A lot of people are calling. You ready to go back to the phones?
I'm ready. Once again, folks, these are my opinions. Mm-hmm. You have every right to feel how you want to feel. Don't be talking about Steve. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, damn it, you don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, question for him. Question for him.
Yeah, pull it back a little bit. Yeah. Dial it back.
Is it possible?
Yeah. I didn't want that one as a question. I feel very comfortable with that
statement. You're going to do questions or not?
Yeah, I'm going to do the questions. I'm trying, but I wanted to say that, though, and feel how you want it. But I just want everybody to understand.
Yeah.
This is just my opinion about
right.
it.
You're just and so strong in it,
I have facts to substantiate it.
Yeah, to support it.
Now, if you
it,
have
yeah.
other facts, then state yours. Or if you just feel a different way, you're absolutely fine to do that. Let's just get it on the table. Shirley, who do we have?
All right. The question is, can men and women be friends? Can they really be friends? Let's go to line 3 and talk to Roderick out of Georgia.
If I have to, I'll be your friend. Roderick.
Good morning. How everybody doing?
Good, good.
Morning.
What's going on, Rod? Talk to me.
Okay, I had the same situation. I had a lady, and she had like a couple male friends. We had like 5 of them. And I told her, I'm not comfortable with that because I know how male think. You know, out of 5 of them, at least 3 of them going to want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
You know, then,
oh,
you, you know, you. Not nah, well, it's possible too. But so I gave her an example. I said, you know, if you having a problem at home, you need a male point of view. And one of those male friends that you call, they want to sleep with you, you consulting him, telling him, you know, what's going on with us. He gonna try to throw salt in the game, throw me up on the bus, and then he's gonna try to make his move.
Yeah.
And sure enough, one of them did try her, she came back and told him, so you're right. I said, I know. Because if a man is comfortable with his woman having male friends, sure believe he gonna have female friends.
Come on.
And what he's doing, he's gonna be out there doing the same thing.
Come on, Rod.
Get you fired.
Oh, I know.
If you comfortable with your woman having male friends, the only way you comfortable with that is because you got some female friends.
Mm.
Let the church say amen.
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 Roderick, I commend you. I take my hat off to you. Thank you.
Now, let's quit talking about it.
Oh, this hell.
You scared, nephew?
Man, to hell. What do y'all think? You've got to understand the male mindset. Man.
All right, let's
go. We just wired totally different, man.
We are
not wired the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We cannot shut our brain off to that unless you just get out the game. Now, just get out the game. I ain't bothering nobody. I don't want nothing else. I'm good where I'm at. I'm out the game. Then that's a different move.
Question.
Hmm. Yeah.
What if the woman is unattractive? Can you be her friend?
All day long.
Yeah.
no problem.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like a good ugly friend.
Yeah. Yeah. What you want to do?
Ugly friend.
Yeah, you can ask her anything, Shirley. What you want
to
do?
It's hard pitfalls? To be attracted to a woman and be her friend and the door in the open and cracking the door come and you don't try to take it. That's hard to do.
That's against every male code. Okay.
If you are not if you're not attracted to the woman, you can be a friend.
Okay.
But that's hard, though.
I just wanted to throw it out there. All right, let's go back. Line 4, Joni.
But then say this, though.
Okay,
there are men.
Uh-huh.
It don't matter what you look like. Don't get in the way.
Okay. And they normally unattractive.
As long as they're a fee, is there a fee in mail. Okay, let's go. Line 4, Joni out of Tampa.
Joni.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Steve and the family.
Hi, Joni. What's your statement?
Just making a statement. I do agree with your opinion, and I also do agree with Roderick's opinion, the previous caller. But I also do have a slight difference as well, because I have 3 male best friends, and we've been friends for 10-plus years. But, of course, the only reason that is that there's no physical attraction between any of my male friends and I.
They're ugly.
Shut up.
Well,
there's no physical attraction. 2 of them are gay. The other one is more like a big brother to me. We've been friends since we've been little kids, and now his son is my godson and vice versa. So, and we've always been good with each other's families. He knows my husband and has never, ever made any attempt to come at me in any way, sexual or otherwise. And I've always appreciated his personality for that. So I would think that that's one of the reasons why we are such good friends. And we also have things in common. You know, we like to play video games. We talk about anime, manga, stuff like that. So it's just a total difference of, you know, how these people roll.
Okay,
with each
Joni.
Other, you know?
They talk about manga.
Joni, can I make a couple of statements and ask
a
question?
Why are they talking about fruit?
First of all, the 2 gay guys don't count because gay guys are different. Women can have gay male friends.
You're talking about hetero.
Because they're not attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me make this note.
Yeah.
My wife got a gay friend, but I'm letting her, I didn't let her know once. Let me find out, you know? Let me find out he really ain't.
This is all a facade.
You better really be. Let me find out he really ain't.
I'm just telling you that.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know, partner.
Yeah. Because if I find out he ain't.
You put him on notice, nephew.
Let me.
Because that can happen. You know, if a gay guy is not attracted to females, then okay, I understand. Now, the other guy, can I ask you a question, Joni?
Sure.
The other guy, he's heterosexual.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you something. There's no physical attraction because you don't find him attractive. Is that true?
Correct.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Now, Does he find you attractive?
No.
Okay.
Or that's at least that's what he's told me.
Oh, he don't find you attractive?
No.
Okay, he gay too.
I'm dead.
He might be check on the three of them. Might be, hey. That number might go from 2 to 3.
No, I don't think he is. Well, I mean, for me, the reason why I think that he's not attracted to me, or at least the reason why he says so, is because he looks at me as his little sister.
Yeah. That I mean, that yeah. Listen to me. It can happen. It can happen, Joni, and you probably do have a great friendship with him. I'm just saying it, that, you know. Okay.
All right, check this out. Tonight, it's an all-new season of the Black Ink Crew Chicago. Ryan has taken his tattoo shop to a whole new level, but he faces his toughest challenge yet, his own crew. Black Ink Crew Chicago, all new tonight at 8, 7 Central on VH1. Check it out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'll be there. I'll be watching it. Okay, interesting.
Me too, girl.
Yeah, I love that show. Interesting topic today. Can men and women be friends? Can they have a platonic relationship? Interesting comments. Let's go to line two. That's line two, and talk to Nathaniel out of South Carolina.
Nate.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
What's up, boy? How you feeling, man?
He sounds like
man.
You know, every Nathaniel, every Nathaniel I've ever met, I've liked. Every dude I ever met named Nathaniel was all right
like,
with me.
I like his laugh, though. Did you hear that? Yeah.
That's why I said, what's up, Nate? Ain't nothing, boy. So, Nate, what you got, man?
Yeah, man, basically, I need to see confirmation, man. It's just basically, I've been hearing the topic, but I'm in a relationship with a girl, man, and a beautiful lady. But she's wanting to be friends with her baby father. They not together now. We've been together for 2 years, man. We happily. But the only thing that I get on her about is being friends with her baby daddy, because the guy is against me, you know. And I try to tell her why he against her, and she's not hearing it, man. And it's becoming a conflict.
Well, you know, man, I hear what you're saying, Nate. Here's the deal. When a woman got a baby with a guy, you got to stay open to that relationship because they share a child. Mm-hmm. So, you know, man, you got to understand that relationship. Now, the guy may be against you because he could be, you know, maybe he could want her back, or maybe don't think, you know, they always try to play that guy. I don't want nobody raising my baby but me. You know, well, you ain't here.
Yeah, that's
right, Steve.
You know,
yeah.
So that, you know, man, you kind of dealing with that. It's a tough situation. You just have to stay with it, man, and just be the daddy. You're not the father, but you can be the daddy. Yeah. And just keep on doing the right thing as a man and the things that he's not doing since he's not there. Because I don't care how active you in your child's life, there's some times when you can't be there, and that dude that's over there is doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ain't there 24/7, you ain't there 24/7. Don't make you a bad parent, but you ain't there 24/7. Somebody got to hold her hand crossing the street or go up to the school to see about something. And,
yeah.
You know, man, you're doing a good job, but you can't mess up their relationship because, you know, they share a baby.
It's a difficult situation.
It's a little different, man. They got a baby together, so.
Yeah, them baby daddy threats don't be good no way. You know, they don't take my son to get no haircut. Where we going Friday? 3:30.
At what time, Junior?
Yeah.
3:30.
Don't take.
Oh, just send him back over there with the haircut.
Yeah. Don't take my son to get no haircut. Where we going Friday? 3:30. 9243 South Main. Walk in there if you want to.
I love Junior.
I know.
Hey.
All right. Let's go
empty
to.
Threats.
Let's go to line five and talk to Kimberly out of Chicago. Okay.
Kimberly.
Hurry Kimberly. Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead. What's your comment, darling?
So my comment is the Morning Show crew actually proved that men and women can be friends, because you all have been friends for years. And I know that was prior to Shirley getting married. So I think that men and women can basically be wonderful friends.
Yeah, we ain't that friend.
No, not in here.
No, I'm waiting on any one of them to slip up.
Monica asked me now.
Any one of them to slip up.
If Mississippi Monica asked me right now.
Yeah. So now, Kimberly, how you feel about that friendship? Tommy, what was your statement?
Let any one of them slip up.
Ta-da!
Okay. I was going to say we weren't attracted to each other, but there goes that theory. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Kimberly, for that call.
No, thank you, really. Case proof.
We'll be back right after this.
Glad we're talking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, you ready to go back to the phones? Interesting topic on the table today. Can men and women be friends?
Yeah. And once again, my opinion is just mine. You're absolutely free to have yours.
All right. A lot of people say they can. Let's go to line one. Talk to Gloria out of Richmond. If you want to call us, 877-29-STEVE.
Hey, Gloria.
Good morning, Mr. Hyde.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hey, girl.
How are you?
Hey.
Good. Oh, what's your comment, sweetheart?
I think that men and women can be friends. I've been friends with this man for over 20 years. We're best friends. We started out as co-workers, and we've just been friends ever since.
Okay, that's cool. I believe that. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
Yeah. Is he attractive to you?
That never occurred. We've had conversations like that, but he has never crossed that line or anything.
Well,
hold on.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You all have had what type of conversations, you saying?
I mean, we've had conversations like, be talking about, people always, like, we've had coworkers think that there's more things between me and him. And, like, we try to explain to them that, no, we're just friends, So, no, we have never had that problem.
You don't even
My
know.
Question to you, is he attractive to you?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Now, let me ask you another question. Are you attractive to him?
Oh, no.
Does he find you attractive?
No. He thinks I'm a nice-looking woman. I'm not no bad-looking woman or anything like that. But,
Okay, can I ask you another question, Miss Gloria? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you went to him Friday night and you just said, hey, look, that's just me and you. Let's just go on and do this. Let's just go on and just do it.
What?
Yeah.
Would he do you?
No. I think he values our friendship too much. What? I mean, we go out for drinks. We go out for drinks and everything. I think he values our friendship too much, and he just don't want to ruin that.
Yeah, you don't. All right. You don't know him yet, and you think this friendship is more than what it really is.
But you don't know him.
Yeah, you don't know him yet.
Gloria, what are you doing?
He gonna
put your clothes back on. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I know we friends.
She's not gonna hear that.
Well, congratulations, Gloria. I do believe you, darling. I do believe you.
Because she's convincing.
No, they've been friends 20 years. Ain't nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go to line two and talk to Julia out of New York.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good, good. What's your comment, darling?
I just want to say men and women could be friends, and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah. Do you have a male friend?
I have several male friends, yes.
Yeah. Are any of them attractive to you?
Yes, they are, and I am to them, but it's just and let me go any further.
Okay, and they find you attractive?
Of course.
Okay, cool. They'll do you.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they're waiting to make their move.
They'll do. You think they're attractive, and he think you attractive? Yeah. And how long have y'all been friends, Julia?
Over 20 years. I've been having male friends. And let me tell you something. Right. We go out together. We'd be in the bed together because we ain't drinking.
What in the bed together?
Wait a minute.
Wait, hold up. We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the question today is a good one, huh?
I'm detoxing.
Are you?
Ooh, I was on vacation. I had ice cream every day. I had it every day. I never said no.
You got to flush.
I was eating pizza and fish and chips. And I'd had that a lot of times a week.
A lot of times. You never said nah to the ice cream. You never said
hell
no.
No, hell no.
Because you had a chef that would cook you anything, right?
And, bro, this dude right here.
He could cook anything, Steve.
Try my pizza today. All right.
Yeah, sure.
That's your job.
Yeah. I'm here to try.
Was the ice cream
Let me
homemade?
See what you working with.
Yeah, gelato.
Oh,
man, I was having all the burgers had foie gras on top of it. It's just
really.
Oh man, everything was just. He made these homemade wedge cut fries,
ooh.
Dog, and then he stacked them up like logs so they come out in a design. Man, with malt vinegar, salt, pepper, and ketchup. Man, I was just eating. Then I went to Caviar Casper and had the baked potato infused with butter with the
that right there.
Do you really want to say this in front of the
best
nephew?
Best thing known to Maine.
Do you really want
hey,
to
Tommy,
say this?
Hey, Tommy, somebody sent us a thing that said Walmart selling caviar now.
Mm. You better go stock up. You know, you can't live without
get
it.
Get your supply.
Get the ones with the smiley face bag.
The first black person I've ever heard say they can't live without caviar.
Get out of here.
I said, boy, this boy right here that went over on the other side.
Too. Yeah, we sent you. We were like, while we were eating it, we were like.
Teasing me.
Hey, Tommy, you want to do a reality show?
Yeah, let's do one.
What would it be called?
Half Rich.
Yeah. We do a little bit of rich stuff, a lot of post stuff.
No, but see, do it though. And it's like levels. You know, and I think people would appreciate it.
Mm. That's real.
You know, if they saw levels of how it's done.
Yeah.
And Tommy be good at it.
He would be. Tommy Rich.
But I ain't. It's right in there.
Well, that's why
I
ain't
rich. It's calling it. I know, yeah, Tommy. Nah.
You know what
rich.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you come up with that name, Half Rich, for Tommy?
Well, I mean, it just fits.
What do you mean?
It's so appropriate.
What do you mean? Just because of the caviar situation?
Well, the caviar, the Chateau, the Rolls Royce, the Maserati. We've all lived through the process.
Yeah, we have.
Hummer. It started with a Hummer in L.A.
It did.
Now he all the way up to Maseratis and the Phantoms and Ghosts. Yeah. You know, it's just and you got to see it. You got to see and it'll inspire people, the levels.
I got it, I got it.
Uh-huh.
The rich part is the ghost. The half is him driving it. Got it. Got it. I see. He ain't got a driver, though, but he rich. He driving his own ghost.
Hey,
I got
filling
he
it
got
up
a
with
chateau.
His gas, with gas himself.
Yeah. But what was he out there talking about doing himself? Putting down fertilizer.
Oh, putting fertilizer down in the yard. He got the chateau.
No, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's
you
the half
You can't have
part.
A chateau and you got a Scotch feeder spreading fertilizer on your grass, but done burnt the grass because you done bought the wrong kind of peat moss.
You think that's why they called him the N-word?
And then half written. Now, you out in your yard, and they drive by to remind you.
Yes. There you go. That's the half part.
Yeah. Like Jay-Z say.
House.
You know, I listened to the whole Jay-Z album on vacation.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Rich Jigga, I mean, I actually enjoyed it. You know, because
Rich Jigga, Po Jigga.
You know, my son was out there. My daughter was out there, so they got it. And they just playing it. So I was eating ice cream listening to it one day. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm in the album and everything.
You like your song?
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad. I don't really care.
He talked about you. Yeah.
It ain't bothering me at all. Somebody asked me, how you feel about being in Jay-Z record? I'm cool. Mm. Now, what if, but oh man, you know, he kind of cracked on your suits a little bit. What I care?
No, he didn't crack on your suits. What he said was his stash money couldn't fit in a Steve Harvey suit, is what he was saying.
Yeah, and it did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I didn't take offense to it at all. Mm-hmm. But what? I'm in a rap song. What do that? What?
They like you. They still like you. Yeah.
Dog, I mean,
still
you
all
too.
Good
I got.
Money.
I look at it this way. I'm relevant.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're good money.
You know, nobody wins when the family feuds.
And why is
I know
he talking
one
about
I know Kanye probably shouldn't have said nothing.
Because
I didn't even know nothing about the 20 million.
Yeah.
And I know Al Sharpton then took a selfie
Yeah.
In the bathroom. I didn't know that. Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff. Yeah. I didn't know, I make sure I don't take a selfie. I was going to take a selfie in the bathroom and post it right after that. Hey, Jay-Z. Yeah. Because I didn't know. I don't know. But I learned a lot watching it.
Yeah. You're
but nobody wins when the Family Feud.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm.
And where you get Family Feud from? Because it's the number one game show in the world. Woo! Everybody knows about Family Feud. So when you're online and you say, he down to just being a game show host, I'm perfectly fine with being down here. You ought to come down here and see how it feels.
We can tell you how it was in Paris if you want to know. Yeah. Call me, I'll tell you.
Shirley. Okay. Shirley came to my room. Shirley say, boy. Because, you know, Marjorie really likes the girls.
Oh, we're fun.
Marjorie genuinely likes Carla, Shirley, and Monica.
How was his room,
sir? Genuinely likes.
How was the room, sir?
She genuinely likes
it. Okay, the chateau. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you could probably fit it inside.
Put my chateau in his suite.
Of his suite. Yeah, his hotel suite. Fit it in your complete chateau.
I believe
his,
it.
His suite was everything. It was everything.
Every room.
I mean,
Every room, they
go through the lengths of putting his family pictures
what?
In the room so it'll feel like flowers. A home away from home. Mm-hmm. Fresh flowers everywhere.
Week,
yeah. You want nuts, raw nuts right there on the table. Cashew.
Bigger than the place in
where? Man, I'd be up.
Well, we went for the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Caymans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh, I'd be up.
You can put your whole house in his suite.
Every room. What did I do?
Carla was in. I got to call my hug.
I got to get to that level.
And let's not forget Marjorie's closet.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next weekend.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.